Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. Get this money, man. Fuck you gotta do, you know what I'm saying? I can tell
you're mad at me. What's up everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? It's your boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. So before we start, a little funny viral video. Well, I can't say viral video of the week because it's been like 2-3 weeks since the last time we did one of these. We have a viral clip where it's a woman that tried to extort a man for $1,000. He was cheating on his wife with her and she wanted $1,000. And she actually posted this on the internet. So here we go.
It's already in emotion.
But
I don't want to hurt her feelings.
What about my feelings?
I hear what you're talking about, but I do want to be with you, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really.
You ain't really what? I'm all ears.
I know you're all ears, but I'm just telling you.
Just keep going down there. Just go around the corner. And then you can just drop me back on off home. You can go around the corner.
Go around the corner.
Yes, yeah, like.
What's that?
What's what?
What's this right here?
What?
Man, don't.
So he found out that she was recording and she snatched the phone back from
me.
Why is you recording me?
I'm not recording you.
That is crazy.
I'm not
people trying to open up to you and you really record.
I ain't gonna let nobody see, but I want to keep this
because
you be trying to act like you don't like me. So we ain't gonna never work. Nah, you was just telling me how you want me.
Never work out because you always got something up your sleeve.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I want $1,000. Let me finish talking. I want $1,000 every month.
$1,000 every month.
I want $1,000 every month. I'm gonna turn this video over to Miss Mams, and she ain't gonna be happy. You ain't gonna have me or her.
Bro, you is tripping, bro. Give me that phone.
Don't
bro.
Touch my phone, cause that's my property.
Oh my God, bro. I'm
glad you. I'm glad you told me how you feel. I knew it this whole time.
We done, bro.
No, we ain't.
Yeah, we are. You still recording?
You ain't gonna never get over me.
I'm really tricking you.
Me.
All right, now we always talk about how these videos are fake. Can somebody, now you can't be that dumb to record this and post it on social media, a crime. That's extortion, that's a crime. She openly admitted that the wanting to extort him, or if he don't give $1,000 a month, she'll tell his wife. Now,
I don't think that's a crime.
Yes, it is a crime. That's extortion.
No, that's not the same as that.
Because what is
that's
it?
Just that's not the same.
What is the definition of extortion?
I mean, it probably falls under the definition, but she can't get charged to do no crime time for that, so it don't count.
Well, he can take that to the police that she was trying to extort him.
Mm-mm, it ain't gonna fly. All she's doing is saying, "I'm gonna tell your wife you're cheating on me. I want you your side joint want to keep messing with you and want you to start paying $1,000 a month to bang her."
Well, you just talk the crime. That's the same thing as she doing.
It's not the same. I'm telling you.
That sounds like a crime to me. And if I was him, mm-hmm. I'd have just told her. I just told her and then took this to the police. That she was trying to extort me for $1,000, and that way he can get rid of her.
The cops ain't gonna do nothing. It don't fall under that category. I'm telling you. Because they just gonna say, "Well, don't pay her," and she just tell your wife, and you deal with the consequences. You know what I mean? It's not like it's other shit involved. Not like give me $1,000 or something gonna happen to you. You know what I mean? It's not like
but
that.
That is like, something happened to him. His
like
wife
a death
is going.
Threat.
That is that could be a death threat.
No.
Okay,
all that could be and stuff is different. It's not going to fall.
Okay, suppose
she's saying we're not done. We're still going to mess with each other. So not only if you're paying her money, you're still sleeping with her.
Yeah.
So that's why it's not going to be considered like a crime.
So he's forced. So he's forced to be in a relationship with this woman and sleep with her when he don't want to be in a relationship because he can lie and say, "Well, I really don't want." I really don't.
Right, he don't got to be with her. He ain't got to pay nothing. But if she tell, it is what it is. You got to deal with those consequences.
And that's extortion.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Oh, I mean, it falls under the umbrella, but not as a chargeable offense. It's just like a crime of jaywalking. You're not going to jail for jaywalking or getting a ticket.
You're trying to say that it is a crime, but she can't go to jail for something like that.
Right. It's like it's not on the same level as a penalty. Like they're not going to give her a fine. They're not going to make her do no jail time.
Okay.
So it's all for nothing.
Okay. So suppose he do a civil suit instead of a criminal suit.
No, because at the end of the day, you're still cheating on your wife. That's what started it all.
So the moral of the story is what?
Pick a better side piece.
All right, Dale. We going to Pinellas County, Florida, where brothers 14-year-old DeMarcus Corley and 15-year-old Darcus Corley got into dispute over Christmas gifts that ended in the death of their sister. So they were arguing, and well, Dale tell a story. We'll hear it here. And the brothers are named DeMarcus and Darcus, and they're a year apart. So I guess they hood twins. Would you call these hood twins? And they got twin names, but they're not really twins. And Darcus is spelled D-A-R-C-U-S, not Darcus. I don't know who in the hell would name their child this, but here's the report.
23-year-old mother of two is dead after being shot by her own brother on Christmas Eve. Abriel Baldwin was trying to break up an argument between her siblings when one of them pulled out a gun. Fox 13's Evan Axelbank reports on what has the sheriff furious and the changes he is now calling for.
Photos Abriel Baldwin posted to social media show her filled with joy.
She's just a woman going about life, doing her thing with her two kids, trying to make a living, trying to make it.
On Christmas Eve, while at her grandmother's home on 22nd Avenue in Largo, she'd had enough of her brothers bickering. DeMarcus and Darcus began pulling.
They 14 and 15 and don't even look it. Look way older than that.
Guns on yeah. one another.
Abriel told DeMarcus, quote, "You all need to leave that stuff alone. Why are you trying to start it? It's Christmas."
They both have been fighting over Christmas.
I hate to laugh, but it's not funny.
You don't hate to laugh. You want to laugh. That's why you laugh.
Darkest jealous that their mom had spent more on gifts for 14-year-old DeMarcus. After Abriel stepped in, DeMarcus pulled a gun and fought.
So Darcus is the mother's favorite. She bought him more gifts than DeMarcus.
Oh, well. Fired.
Killing her.
Favors giving that shit.
Son and his nephew, an 11-month-old, falling to the ground. Then Darcus pulled his own gun and shot DeMarcus, leaving him badly injured.
This proliferation of guns on the streets guns.
Yeah, that's just a horrible story. So she tried to get in between him while she was holding her son, and the one brother tried to shoot the other brother but shot her. So she dropped the baby, of course, and laying there dead. So the other brother turned around and said, "Hey," he pulled his gun out and shot the brother. Like, what type
supposed
of shit
to be
is
like
that?
Marcus and DeMarcus gonna be there? Oh, okay, cool. I'm not coming. It ain't the first time. Like, I'm pretty sure the rest of the family know these little young boys is in them streets and got guns.
Yeah, they gonna get into it here.
In this area and guns in the hands of these kids. This is the worst I've ever seen it. I don't think we've ever seen it this bad.
The sheriff says the area around 22nd Avenue in Largo has been subject to extra patrols lately, with 13 gun-related incidents since September. He says his office has gotten reports of 17 guns stolen from unlocked cars. He suspects the guns used in this shooting were obtained that way.
And people can't leave their car doors unlocked and leave their guns in their cars. It's got to stop.
But live in this society where you just walking around freely and leave your door unlocked.
People do it all the time. You don't read the neighborhood app.
Yeah, I see.
Walking in the neighborhood, checking doors and finding cars opening and getting what they want out of them. People still don't lock their doors. People don't even lock their houses. I don't understand.
I ain't tell you the story of the time where it was a rash burglary here. I was home. So this must have been around. No, around here. Around this neighborhood.
Delaware County.
No, I'm talking about my neighborhood.
I said, oh, Collindale.
No, you said Collindale. Yeah, so
we all together.
Yeah, this was like, this was during the pandemic because I was home. So, because I was cutting grass, and the cop had walked up on me, and he said, "Excuse me, is your car all right?" And I said, I thought that was strange that he was asking me that. And I said, I guess it's all right. I walked right past it when I was cutting the lawn and everything. It's fine. He was like, "Well, can you check and see if your car been broken into?" And I said, "Oh, no, it wasn't broken into, because like I said, you know, I just walked past it. I didn't see anything." And he said, "Yeah, because a guy was walking around checking unlocked doors." And I hate to laugh because they funny. And he had broke into cars. That dude broke into like 6 or 7 cars on the street. And, you know, shocked people that live across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So they had 2 cars. So one car, they got a main, that used to be their main car. Ain't their main car now anymore. The car was just sitting there on the street. It ran and everything, but they didn't really use it like that. Because when I was cutting grass, I just noticed that I'm looking in the car and there's like papers and stuff just like thrown everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he got into that car. They left the car door unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't never understood that. Why would people do something like that? And you got a gun in the car and you leaving your car door unlocked.
I remember I was over my cousin's crib and I crashed. And when I came out to my car, the window was down a little bit and I probably left it down. But I used to keep like a shitload of change in one of the cup holders. All that change was gone. I said, "Damn, somebody got me."
Mm-hmm.
same shit. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm glad they ain't do no other shit to the car because they ain't take nothing else. All they took was the change.
Right.
Further, the sheriff says both juveniles have been let off the hook too easily by the juvenile justice system, particularly DeMarcus, who has a history of violence against school staff and law enforcement.
Damn, DeMarcus is fucking up kids in school, beating the teacher's ass, and fucking up cops.
Mm-hmm, little menace to society. They keep letting him off.
Well, it's what you always say. They allow these guys to keep getting out so they can go terrorize the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit.
Sheriff is calling for tougher laws.
They are not getting the consequences that they should get, that keep them from doing it again and again and again.
Abriel was only 23.
I bet you if they was in like a middle class or upper class neighborhood, they ass be in jail.
Mm-hmm. But
because they in the hood, go ahead and keep tearing up shit. You can get slapped on the wrist.
Yep.
And now her kids, an 11-month-old and a 6-year-old, will have to grow up without her. Evan Axelbank, Fox 13 News.
DeMarcus has been charged with first-degree murder for shooting his sister. He's in the hospital and expected to recover. Darkus is charged with attempted first-degree murder and is in a mental health treatment facility.
Okay, so is the kid mental?
They both are.
Okay.
Shit. You pulling guns out at your grandma's house to shoot your fucking brother or your sister. There's something ain't right upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like y'all was physically fighting or some real shit went down. You fighting right over goddamn gifts, and she ain't got nothing to do with it. If she breaking it up, you focus your anger on her.
And one of the brothers called the sister a hoe, and the other brother had defended her like, "Don't be calling her a hoe and all that stuff. She's a hoe because you know she had them kids and all that stuff, I guess, and that battle tattoo she got on her chest." He had called her a hoe. That's another thing about the argument. And they had gotten to it. I guess they had gotten a fist fight, and the uncle was there. The uncle grabbed one of them and like, you know, come on, take a walk, you know, around the corner or whatever. He came back and got into it again. That's what they didn't mention that on the news, but it was in, you know, the paper or well, the internet.
It started way before that night. Them boys hate each other. And yeah, one of them hate the sister too.
Mm-hmm. Cause mama Darkus was mama's favorite. So we going to Fort Worth, Texas, home of Charleston White, where Aaliyah Wilder shot and killed a 14-year-old boy trying to break into her home where she shared with her 4 daughters. Here's the report.
A Fort Worth woman who shot and killed a teenager she says was breaking into her rental home told us today how the incident has changed her life. Police have not filed.
The home is a Section 8 or a HUD. Section 8 and a HUD is the same thing, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so it was one of those type of homes. A rental home, like she got like a vacation spot somewhere or some shit.
Charges for the shooting, and they plan to submit the case for a grand jury review. Aaliyah Wallace talked exclusively with Fox Sports' Sean Rabb, who joins us now live.
I think the HUD homes are like kind of like project homes, the government owned, and then the Section 8 is just like some other cheap shit that you can the government to pay for you to stay somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Aaliyah Wallace bought a gun to protect herself and her family, she tells me, after a rash of break-ins in her apartment. Those happened while she and her family were not at home. But on December 14th, twice that day, while she was home with her kids, someone tried to get in.
I was cleaning my living room, sweeping my floor, and I heard her window start going back up. So I went and I looked in the hallway, and I could see him standing.
Good job, Aaliyah.
Lifting it up, and I just shot.
Gunshots that killed 14-year-old Devin Baker at the bedroom window of Aaliyah Wallace's 8-year-old daughter early morning, December 14th.
I believe that the young man was going to try to assault one of those little girls there. Because why in the world would he try to break in the house twice? Like, he broke in it once earlier in the day. And, you know,
I don't think it's you looking too deep into it. He probably broke in earlier and stole something petty and saw other shit. Was like, oh, I can come back and grab that. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's be honest, Phil. What kind of stuff? This woman is like she doesn't have her high school diploma, and she living in the HUD home. So they don't have much in there. What they got, a TV?
They have shit. Yeah, TV, game system. Little shit like that. Motherfuckers still shit like that, man.
Yeah, but don't everybody have that?
Obviously, shit. If you hang out in the bar and if you see people coming through there with that shit, they still selling and people still looking for it. Shit, my brother looking for a TV right now.
I don't know. I just believe. Because why would he choose her window? Why not another window?
It don't matter, because if you pick another window, you can say the same thing. Well, why he picked that window? It probably just a random window that's out from the street view. I don't know.
It's bothering me that he was a kid.
The incident happened not long after police left Wallace's home after responding to her 911 call about someone trying to break into her duplex.
So I called him at 122
duplex. That's a goddamn project.
For like 30 minutes.
It was the same person.
They did a report, took pictures of everything, and then they left.
I believe there were reports that you had been burglarized or attempted burglaries before?
Yes, I have like 3 or 4 police reports before this night.
So what has happened since this incident?
The apartment called and told me that I was not supposed to have a gun at all, even though I kept calling them and telling them somebody was breaking in. They told me I could not have a gun and that I have 30 days to vacate.
And how does that make you feel?
Feel like I'm back at square one. I've been there for 6 years, so now I don't know.
You should have been moved out of the project. And that's the project. That's not no whatever they're trying to call it. What they call it, a duplex and a home and all that? That's a project. That's a project gate.
Yeah, a rental home, as the reporter said.
Trying to clean that shit up. That's the projects.
Right. And you cold too, by the way.
And when you're living in the projects, it's motherfuckers that watch you go to work and run up in your crib. That's just what it is. It's always been that way. Like you said, I don't know what they're going to find, but whatever they're looking for, I don't know, a fucking change jar.
Well, shit, it was 1 o'clock in the, it was 1 o'clock, right?
I think they said the time.
It's a referral, as they call it, and they're going to let citizens decide. What do you want people to know about you, Aaliyah Wallace?
That I was only protecting my kids. I have 4 daughters. It's just me and my 4 daughters that stay there. I just was protecting my daughters.
How do you feel about what happened?
I'm devastated that he was 14. I hate that. I literally do, and I'm so sorry. But at that point, I had to think about my babies. I didn't know he was 14 when he was on the other side of that window. All I knew,
it don't matter how old he was,
come in here and
they said she's playing. They said 3 a.m. that she shot him. She's just showing that. You know how women are. They got to add stuff to it. she doesn't care about his age because the kid was just breaking into. And like you said before about the Marcus and Darkus, they ain't his first time. Because like I said, he broke in there before. He broke in there earlier in the day. That was him that broke in there earlier today. They didn't say that in the news report here.
That was one of the brothers, the boys?
No, that was the same guy, the kid she shot.
Mm-hmm.
That was him that broke in there earlier. So he went back again.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So when he was there the first time, he probably found something small to take, but he saw something else. Well, I'm going to come back for that.
No, I'm thinking them girls was laying in bed and you know.
No.
Okay.
That's it.
So now Wallace lived in federally subsidized housing. We're seeking clarity on whether she can be evicted. She's concerned that if she is convicted, it would be difficult to find new housing for her and her four girls. We called the apartment complex today. The manager there told us to call the corporate office. We did so. The corporate office said, get your information from the local apartment complex. No answers for our questions today.
So I just looked it up. And because I thought that sounded like some bullshit. They can't tell you you can't have a gun in your house. And it is illegal and unlawful to own a firearm while it's that was a question. So when I looked online, everywhere I saw it was like they can't take your rights from you, and you can have a gun in your house for protection.
Did you see the Charleston White and Sean Cotton, I think his name, interview with her?
With this girl?
Yeah.
No.
This is professional Charleston White. This ain't the internet Charleston White. And this is all the information I got when I'm saying like he broke in there earlier in the day. That's where I'm got the information from. That's what she said, that he broke in there. And they bored up about the gun thing. And she said she didn't know. And they were like, well, that doesn't make any sense. First of all, it's Texas. Come on. Second of all, you can't have a gun to protect you and your family inside your house just because you're in a government, because they say some type of rule that a government, if you're in a government housing, that's what they told her.
So it looks like it happened, and then the courts upheld recently, this is 2019, courts upheld the law that the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution protects you and individuals for the right to possess firearms in private use in federal enclaves. So it looks like somebody for it. Then it says HUD provides no guidance on the issue of firearms and housing. So it's like they don't have a rule about it. So they can't really kick you out. And it looks like the courts upheld it in that situation. So you know how they say, like, once the courts make a ruling, you can always say, well, the people versus blankety blank, this is the outcome, and they got to go with it.
Right.
So she can have a gun in the housing.
So
maybe they wanted to get rid of her, so they used that as the excuse.
Right. So she was like, well, look, we'll leave, we'll move, but I don't want to have that eviction on my record. Because, you know, you had that eviction on your record. It's hard to get housing from that. So Charleston White was saying that they'll help her, you know, with the court to get her. They like, well, look,
damn right. Leave. All you got to do is get a lawyer. If you get a lawyer, you'll win your case. But they probably know she's broke. She's in a project before because she can't afford a lawyer. So they ain't got nothing to worry about. So they can just smack you with anything. You're supposed to just take it as it is.
Right.
She get a lawyer and she bring up that case that I just said, they're going to have to do it because it's still your right to own and protect. You know what I mean?
Because they was like, well, look, I don't care about the other stuff. You know, like, well, we'll leave the house. Well, she going to have to move anyway because, I mean.
Well, yeah, she do got to move, but she could probably sue that fucking housing and probably get a couple dollars out of it for take away her rights.
Right. So yeah, I'll send you the link to her in the Charleston White interview. Charleston White and Sean Cotton. Is that Say Cheese TV? I think it's Say Cheese TV, if I'm not mistaken. They did a sit down interview because it was like, you know, in Charleston White's neighborhood and everything. So they did a sit down interview with the young lady. That's why I knew all the information about, you know, he broke into the house earlier and all that stuff. What was you about to say?
Yeah, she didn't do nothing wrong. And then I don't care how old the kid is. If he old enough to break in the house, he old enough to deal with the consequences.
Oh, funny you said that because that's a woman thing. They always try to add extra into it. You wasn't thinking about that boy was 14, what age that boy is. He know right from wrong. You don't break in nobody's house like that. And he did it already earlier in the day. So, she was saying, oh, yeah, he's 14. And I just, and she wanted to talk to the mother because I just feel so sorry for her. So Charleston White explained to her, don't contact the mom. That don't have nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. I'll send it to you when I get around to it. All right. We going to Cobb County, Georgia. Here we got a mega simp here. Mega simp Donovan Carter, who showed up at 40-year-old Kenneth Cunningham II apartment complex dressed as a delivery driver, shooting and killing him because he dated his ex. This was Cunningham's birthday. I don't know if they could get into it in this report. I don't remember, but this is his birthday. So when he heard that he got a package there, he thinking it's like, you know, somebody sent him a birthday gift or something. So that's why he came out there like that. So here's the report.
New tonight, police say a killer dressed as a delivery driver to lure a man into a trap and then shot him. This is a mugshot of the accused killer, Donovan Carter. Police say he shot and killed a man who was dating his ex-girlfriend. The shooting happened Wednesday outside of Harlow Apartments on Windy Hill Road. And Channel 2 Cobb County Bureau Chief Michelle Newell is live at the scene. Michelle, you have new information tonight on the motive.
Okay, shout out to Michelle Newell. I don't know if she got too much makeup on or just that's her skin color or what. I can't really
behind all of this.
I can't really tell.
Linda, my heart really breaks for this family. They traveled all the way from Chicago to celebrate his 40th birthday. Knew something was wrong when they didn't hear from him. Police say that suspect dressed up as a delivery driver shot and killed the victim right outside this apartment complex. And we're told he ran to this Quick Trip to get away. And we spoke with witnesses who...
So my man did the hit and he didn't even have a car to get away. He gonna run across the street to a gas station.
Saw the aftermath. Less than 24 hours after a murder outside of this apartment complex, the road towards justice now begins.
We are so relieved to be able to share for the family's benefit now that the suspect in this violent shooting yesterday will be held accountable.
The people who live inside the same building as Kenneth Cunningham Jr. are now shifting their focus to his grieving family.
I pray for him. I pray for their healing.
The family traveled all the way from Chicago to celebrate Cunningham's 40th birthday. Now they're planning his funeral, a tragedy police say was brought on by jealousy.
The victim was now dating someone that had formerly been involved with the suspect.
Cunningham thought he had a package waiting for him at the front desk here at the Harlow apartment complex on Windy Hill Road Wednesday morning. A woman who was working during that time told me there wasn't a package for Cunningham.
There was a ruse to get this individual out of their apartment under the lure of there was a package waiting for them.
Police say Carter was outside the building dressed as a delivery driver.
But there was never a package involved. There was never a delivery involved.
But when Cunningham walked outside the
building. Shit, straight out of a movie.
Now, did he tell the concierge that, you know, I have a package for, first of all, now I blame the woman now because how in the world this, I'm thinking she was messing with both of them, but Cunningham wasn't taking her, like, you know, seriously like that because I think they just started or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that she was playing both sides of the fence because he knows the man's name and knew his address.
And so this new age, they beef too online. So them two probably had words online or whatever too. You know what I mean? When I see you, it's on or on site or you know how they do and shit like that. Right. So he wasn't, but he wasn't expecting the boy to show up as a delivery guy. And like I said, this shit is like right out of a movie. Who's going to take the time out to get a delivery guy outfit and all this shit to go kill somebody?
And then run across the street to the gas station to get away. Didn't even have a car. Yeah, it's her. The family should be upset with her because how in the world he got his name and know he live at the Harlow apartment complex. Mm-hmm. And he went in there willy-nilly and asked the concierge desk and for Cunningham and all.
They should have called them down there. They should have said leave it at the front desk. And he probably said, no, she got a sign for it. No, they don't. You can leave it at the front desk. They can sign for it.
Right. And did
yeah, my man ain't even got a package, but you got a package for him, but ain't nothing in his hand.
Right.
He had an empty box. Yeah, something.
Exactly. And then, like you were saying about the sign in, they would have one of them little pads or whatever, the sign. He don't have nothing in his hand. He just got on a UPS outfit or Amazon, probably was an Amazon outfit on. And was like, yeah, I need somebody to sign for this. Oh, well, no, you can leave it here. I got it. No. It's in the truck. I have to go go grab it because it's heavy. Yeah, right. Because it's heavy. And so my man thinking like somebody gave him a birthday gift or something.
Delivered a fatal blow.
He violently shot the victim five times.
Not long after that, frantic moments at this Quick Trip behind the crime scene.
Somebody started acting crazy over there saying, oh, yeah, he got a gun.
News Chopper 2 captured the massive manhunt, multiple agencies.
It looked like a nice hotel. I mean, an apartment building, too. Not no bullshit.
Yes.
Searching businesses using canines, drones, and flock cameras.
Once we identified the suspect and were able to track his movements, we were able to come up with the vehicle that he fled in.
Carter didn't get too far. Police stopped him in Gwinnett County.
It's a sad story.
And that suspect now at Cobb County Jail facing a long list of charges. It's not clear how he knew where Cunningham lived, but police.
I just broke it down for you, ma'am. It was just the girlfriend.
Set did. Up.
Right.
Remember how like I talked before? I wonder why we never get to hear like the killer, the bad guy side of the story. Why they don't like, you know, visit him in jail and say, well, why you do this? And then he should just say, well, this is the reason why. You know what I mean? We only hear the one side of the story. We never get to hear the person that got locked up or charged or arrested.
Right.
Say they worked with several different agencies here in Cobb County and Gwinnett to solve this murder so quickly. We're live from Cobb County. Michelle Newell, Channel 2 Action.
Ma'am, I don't even live in Cobb County, and I can tell you what the hell. How the hell he would get his name and address? The girl.
Yep. Or like I said, they was already beefing online over her.
Right.
And she was seeing both of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we going to my second favorite town, Dalton, Illinois, to visit my girl, Darren Mayor Tiffany Hainer. Now, there's two reports here. The first report, she comes up with a strategy that discourages people from running against her. And listen to this shit here. Here's the report.
But first, what some say is a sneaky move to keep a controversial township supervisor in power. In part two of our investigative series, the mayor of Dalton, who's also the Thornton Township supervisor, cements her salary with a last-minute vote.
Our Dane Placco reveals just how she did it. Dane?
Anthony and Natalie, she makes a whopping $224,000 a year. Now Thornton Township supervisor Tiffany Henyard wants to cut the salary of her position by nearly $200,000. What a great move for taxpayers, right? Well, the pay cut only happens if someone else gets that job.
It's maybe the worst attempt to try to dissuade people from running there.
She's going to jail. And she better stop what she's doing. Yes, she is, because they're going to find out.
If she was going to jail, she'd have been went to jail. She's not going to jail.
Well, she's going to get kicked out of her office. Is that better?
She got to get voted out. And if they're voting for her to stay in, she's going to stay in.
I've ever seen, and that's a long time.
Longtime municipal attorney Bert Odelson says he was stunned when he saw the latest move by controversial Thornton Township supervisor Tiffany Henyard, who also doubles as the mayor of Dalton. 2 weeks ago, the township board passed an ordinance that allows Henyard to continue collecting her $224,000 a year salary. But if anyone other than Henyard gets the job, the ordinance resets that salary to $25,000 a year. Odelson says that's blatantly unconstitutional because you can't set an elected official's salary based on who's holding the seat.
You put a salary to attach to the job, to the officer. So it is a blatant attempt to dissuade other people from running and to allow the current supervisor to maintain the $250,000 or whatever it is, obnoxious salary.
I didn't receive any information, actually literally till I sat down for the meeting.
No, so you didn't know this was coming?
No.
Thornton Township trustee Chris Gonzalez says he didn't vote for the ordinance because he was handed the 7-page document at the start of a meeting and didn't even have a chance to read it. Gonzalez says it's clear Henyard is trying to ward off an election challenge by cutting the salary of anyone who beats her by nearly 90%.
Discourage people from running is probably the first thing that comes to mind.
A spokesperson for the township declined to comment about Henyard's salary ordinance, and Henyard has not responded to any of my direct emails. Tonight at 9, we'll have much more on this story and how it may not scare off a big political player who's considering a run against her.
All right, the next report, I think I'm...
You want to the next? Is it her again?
Yeah,
I like her. I like her because she bold and she gonna do what the fuck she want to do. She don't give a shit how unconstitutional, how wrong it is. She doing shit her way. And if they got a problem with her, vote her out. If y'all don't vote her out, then y'all got to deal with what she's gonna do.
Yeah. Well, I might have did this out of order, but the next report is her. Those billboards that you've seen in the early report that she's using taxpayers' money.
Of course. They don't spend no money on nothing.
to pay for these billboards. Here's the report on that.
But would you advise one of your candidates to do something like that using taxpayer funds?
No, not using taxpayer funds.
Okay, so if you've driven one of the expressways in the south suburbs recently, you've no doubt seen one of these giant billboards. They feature the name and the face of a smiling local politician.
One thing about my baby, she sure loves herself. Because, my goodness, you see all of their billboards.
They've been having a problem with this girl for 2-3 years now. And she's still running shit. So, hey, look, y'all ain't really got a problem with it. Y'all like her.
What you may not know is the money for these billboards is coming out of taxpayers' pockets, and that's raising questions for Tiffany and the Dalton mayor and Thornton Township.
And shout out to this anchor woman also.
Township supervisor who has already,
I don't know her name,
ready come under fire for spending public money promoting herself.
Dane Placco has the latest chapter in his ongoing investigation into Henyard's questionable spending.
Take a drive to the south suburbs and you can't miss them. Four giant billboards featuring Tiffany Henyard's name in large letters, along with her picture, smiling down on the thousands of cars going by on Interstate 57 and the Bishop Ford Expressway. What are they advertising? One says fresh produce, another senior services, and this one simply says we offer general assistance. There's a phone number, but you wouldn't know what it's for unless you can read in.
Well, she said, call if you need some help. Need help with what?
Whatever you need help with it. If you call and she can't help you, sorry, we can't help you with that.
Letters, Thornton Township Supervisor, as you're speeding by.
These are the billboards that have gone up along the expressway.
They're making them. That's bullshit because most billboards, you don't have enough time to read, even around here. And they have phone numbers and shit on it. You can't see them phone unless you're driving real slow. So you can't pick her out and say, like, is her billboards when there's everybody billboards that got phone numbers and email addresses. You can't see that shit driving.
Yeah, but she's using taxpayers' money. I think that's the point.
I'm pretty sure all politicians using taxpayers' money for shit like that.
To Bert Odelson, an election attorney who's been working in Illinois politics for 50 years.
When I first looked at it, I thought, what is she running for now? Because that's what it shouts out.
Odelson, who represents a political faction opposed to Henyard and Dalton.
Because, of course, he don't like it. Because they running against
him. He's running against him, exactly. Says you need somebody that's not in the politics talking about it. Nobody that's involved.
So anybody can go get free fresh produce at her food pantry.
Yeah.
If you call that number.
With that. You don't got to call the number. You just got to know where the pantry at.
I got to call the number and get the address for the pantry.
Yeah, but you can also find out on the streets where the food pantry at. They got them around here, and I'm pretty sure the government is paying for that shit.
Promoting more than township services. He says they're essentially campaign ads.
This is a blatant attempt to promote herself politically. The township should not have paid for these if they did, and I'm sure they did.
They did indeed. Bills obtained by Fox 32 under open records laws shows Thornton Township paid more than $10,000 for the vinyl signs themselves and more than $12,000 to Clear Channel Outdoor Advertising for 1 month's rental of the billboards.
What was your reaction when you saw them?
Well, first of all, I didn't know anything about them.
Don't you drive past there and see the damn billboard, sir? Don't you live over there? You're lying. I just didn't know. You were on a damn board, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Township trustee Chris Gonzalez says the board was never consulted.
Yeah, he on the board. So how you know that she was spending money? That cracks me up with this shit. Now
that's what I said. I said I ain't trying to hear that shit. She's not hiding her shit. She's doing her stuff in the face.
Right. When they have these meetings, all the board members are there, and they always break down on what they spent money on. Trash collection cost this much money this month, and we paid for blankety blank. And she didn't just put those billboard signs up. They knew the billboard signs was there, and they already knew how much it cost. He's on a damn board. So that's him not doing his job. I blame him. If he don't know, then they need to get rid of him because he should already know. He on the board. Like, the police department had to pay for such and such. We spent XYZ amount of dollars for, I don't know, a cage, a new cage in the police car or something like that. The car broke down. They had to fix it. That's what they do on board meetings. And he on a board and he don't know how much money she's spending. Give me, that's a lie. And they just doing this to make her look bad. Go ahead. Like you said, go ahead, girl. Do your thing.
Consulted about the billboards, which he says needed their approval.
Kind of some of the first things that
she had the approval. She wouldn't have put it up there.
Somebody got control of those funds. And if she requests money for blankety blank, they have to sign off for it and send that money to wherever the sign company or wherever need to go. So somebody but besides her is making it happen that's on the board.
Right.
And is what are we doing? This isn't a big sale. We're not selling cars here. I mean, if it's informational, then it should be informational. I mean, there's so many other ways.
It is informational. Senior services, the food pantry, and if you need help, call this money.
We could have spent that money that would have, you know, directly helped people.
This isn't the first time Henyard has used taxpayer dollars to burnish her own personal image. In fact, on other occasions, she spent a lot more.
Hey guys, this is Super Mayor Tiffany A. Henyard.
Earlier this year, Fox 32 showed you how Henyard spent tens of thousands of dollars using employees and vehicles from the township and from Dalton, where she also serves as mayor, for a week-long walk to Springfield to promote her self-named cancer charity, which is yet to file required reporting. And you can't turn your head in Dalton or Thornton Township without seeing Henyard's picture or name. It's on all the government-owned vehicles, buildings, even on the rugs in the township, where we found a Tiffany Henyard 2024 calendar featuring all the...
Now, that's a waste of money, because who in the hell use calendars?
I do.
You got a calendar in your house?
I sure do. I get a calendar every year for my county. And they got all the shit that's going on in the county for the year.
Important dates to remember, including her birthday.
Oh, shit. June 18th is her birthday.
I would be having a fit if she was my client telling her not to do this.
Veteran,
she didn't go and design that calendar. Somebody designed that calendar. And if they thought something was wrong with it, they would have told her. If not, then she's not doing anything wrong.
Chicago political consultant Delmarie Cobb says there would be nothing wrong if Henyard were using her own political funds for those promotional materials, especially the billboards.
I actually had a candidate years ago.
That's why I said that she better watch it, because for some unknown reason that these people hate her and going to make her look stupid. So she better tone down on some things.
You're right. All them trips and shit she was doing on the fucking taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah, that's another thing. They had to okay it before she got there, so she better watch it.
Who was running for Mayor Dalton, and that's what we did. We bought billboards along the expressway.
A lot of idiots live in Dalton. That's just the bottom line.
Oh, I didn't know anything about it. Are you on a board member? You a board member, right? Yeah.
Going,
what the hell was you doing?
One of the things I always say about billboards is they're working when you're asleep.
In 2011, state lawmakers passed a law banning the practice of politicians putting their names on publicly funded signs, spurred by these tollway signs featuring former Governor Rob Blagojevich. That law does not extend to mayors or other elected officials, but election attorney Odelson believes the billboards do violate state election laws.
It's a crime. Yeah, you're using public funds for something that taxpayer dollars shouldn't be used for.
Ain't nobody listening to you, old man. Well, you're running against her, so what the hell?
Exactly. Yeah, okay, you can call for help for general assistance, seniors, and the youth. If you need help, if you one of those, if you fit in any of those three, you can call her for help.
You've seen it all. Take a look at this.
And she's pointing too. It makes you think that you're important.
When the first billboard went up last summer, Thornton was misspelled as Thornton. Another sign had to be ordered, apparently at taxpayer expense.
Oh, that ain't her fault that they spelled Thornton wrong. See, they putting this all on her. Like she's like just spending money like it's water.
Dane Placco, Fox 32, Chicago.
So far, Hinyard has not responded to any of our questions about the billboards. And tomorrow, Dane has another Hinyard investigation. This time, he exposes a new law that cuts the salary of the Thornton Town.
Yeah, I did that out of order, but yeah, there you go. She better watch it. That's all I got to say about her. She better watch it, or they're gonna find something and try to charge her with something. I mean, if she's spending taxpayers' money, and you and the board meetings, they talk about all the money they spent during the month of 6 months. I don't know when they do the board meetings, and well, all those people guy, there. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's not going to change nothing, because the one guy was a treasurer. He still funded something and then turned around and said, "Well, I didn't know it was going to go to that."
Right.
Like, so cut it out. You know what I mean? The only thing that's going to happen to her is she'll get a fine or warning. They're not going to. She got to get voted out. If they're not going to vote her out, then she's going to chill and do what she want to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, Phil. Monday's the day. The Eagles face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Eagles are favored by 3 points, and the over and under is 43.5. Now, two things. Number one, A.J. Brown isn't playing. And number two, which I found out yesterday, that Jalen Hurts has a dislocated finger in his throwing arm. But he's still
last
going,
game.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything about it during the week. I heard
yes,
it.
Yes, they did.
So
they made it seem like it was questionable if he was gonna play now, but we all knew he was gonna play. But they all week they've been saying they didn't know if he was gonna play.
So he has a dislocated finger in his throwing arm. So are we in trouble, Phil?
Shit, we've been in trouble the last 5 games. What are you talking about? Are we in trouble?
But this is playoffs now. Now, they were joking around.
The only thing I can say is we are playing one of the worst teams in the playoffs. I mean, they was hot at the end of the season, but they still only got, 9 wins? So they yes. like garbage and snuck in the playoffs. And Baker Mayfield is Baker Mayfield. So, look, he ain't never win nothing. So we do got a chance, a slim chance the way we've been playing, but we still got a chance.
Okay. So, do you want to give a final score?
I'm going to say 23-17 Eagles.
Now, on Tuesday, do you want to come back on here and do a review?
Sure.
Okay. It will be on for maybe, 5-10 minutes or whatever. It won't be long. Well, today's game, we have at 4:30, we have the Packers going against the Cowboys. Now, what's your the Cowboys are a 7-point favorite. What's your thoughts on that game?
Cowboys are choke artists, and Dak is like playing like an MVP, so he should be able to win, but it's the Cowboys, so I expect them to lose.
Okay, now we have the Rams, the LA Rams going against the Detroit Lions. Detroit is favored by 3 points. This is at 8:15. What's your thoughts on that game?
That's a good game because both teams pretty much swap quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So Detroit got offense. Their defense is a little shaky. The Rams, since they running back came back, they've been balling. So I'm going to go with the Rams on that. And
okay.
It should be a good shootout, I think.
Okay. And tomorrow's game is at 4:30. This was supposed to be today's game. It was supposed to be on now, if I'm not mistaken. But it was postponed because of a snowstorm in upstate New York. Which is still snowing now, so I don't know how in the world they're going to do it tomorrow. I guess they'll make a way. But we have the Buffalo Bills going against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Buffalo is 10-point favorite. What's your thoughts on that game?
I think they should just play. They ain't got to postpone it. Go back to the old ways, regardless of the weather. Let them play.
No, but I mean, it's supposed to be a serious snowstorm, not like their regular snowstorm. I'm going to say their regular since it always snows up there. But this is like a serious snowstorm.
From what I read, the storm will be gone. Like, it's not going to be as bad as people saying it would.
Right.
For today. So, like, I was reading the comments, and people were saying, like, they're showing favoritism of Buffalo because they want it to be a better weather or something. I don't know. Shit, the other day, they said that game was, below 24, and it was, like, the fourth coldest game ever, and they still played. And a lot of players was upset about that, saying that that game should have been postponed.
Mm-hmm. And what's your thoughts on the Buffalo Steelers game?
I like Buffalo. Buffalo should be the favorites. Steelers not really that good. I mean, yeah, they made the playoffs, but they got quarterback issues. Like, who's their starting quarterback?
Yeah.
He's been struggling. He ain't did nothing since he's been there. And then he got mad because he got benched and spoke out about it. Even when stuff like that happened, you don't go to the media and say anything. You just take that on for what it is. It's one thing if you're a veteran and you're proving yourself, but you're a second-year player or something like that, and you can't win and you're struggling, then it is what it is. You don't come out and talk about it.
Mason Rudolph is the quarterback.
He's been around the block a couple of times.
So you got Buffalo.
Yes. Easy.
And as Philip mentioned last night, the coldest game that nobody watched because it was on a Peacock Network. I don't know why they do that.
Did you watch it?
I watched a little bit of it. Well, I already knew Miami was going to lose anyway because they're not real. Miami is what people said the Eagles was last year, but the Eagles weren't just beating on bad teams. But the Miami Dolphins did only just beat bad teams. And I think the only team they beat that was in playoff contention was the Cowboys, yeah. And they lost everything else. So I already knew they was going to lose. And especially it was going to be as cold as you just mentioned, too.
Yeah, they ain't built for that.
Yeah, no. I already know. So next week will be the season finale of the Miami Dolphins on Hard Knocks.
But all over the internet, they're saying that the refs cheated for Kansas City. Like I said, I went back and forth to the game. I went and watched the whole game. So I don't know how bad the refs was, but a lot of people in the comments were saying like the refs, you know, show favoritism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen about the pass interference that they do I have it wrong that it was
I don't know.
Should have been called a pass. Oh, okay.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. So anything on the Sixers? Anything else sports related you want to talk about?
Sixers, same old MVP regular season, stay hurt. And the doctor that will always talk sport, he's the biggest Sixers fan. He's like, well, I don't mind him taking off the hill so he can be ready for the playoffs. I'm like, when is he ever going to be ready for the playoffs? If he's banged up now and taking all his time off, when the playoffs roll around, he's still going to be banged up. He just ain't going to be tired.
Right.
I don't think you're never going to get Embiid at 100%. And if he played enough games this year, he went back-to-back MVPs. But, of course, you know, he liked to miss time and everything, all the games he missed is going to mess up his MVP again.
Right. Well, he returned to practice, I assume today would it be? He returned to practice. So they lost three straight games until they won the last game they played. So they've been losing. Well, they've been 5-5 since he hasn't played. And his injuries and the Sixers' record is proving our point that they should have think about trading Embiid and just build around Maxey, because what the hell, they haven't been losing like that. So
when I talked to the doctor about that, and he was saying no, I said if we get knocked out in the playoffs in the first or second round, it's time to trade Embiid. He's like, no, you crazy. We got to build around him and Maxey. I'm like, man, look, we had enough of the same thing over and over. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get something value while he has value.
Exactly. Just like the guy at work said. See, I would think about it before the trade deadline. When is the trade deadline? Is after this All-Star game, right?
Mm-hmm. They playing good this year, so I would let this year run out. And then depending on how the playoffs run go, if we don't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, I would be looking to trade them.
Oh, I don't think that's gonna happen. That they're going to make it to the Eastern Conference.
Oh, I don't think so either. Because they showed the record, even though the Sixers was winning a lot of games with Embiid, they still was losing to the big teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Bostons, the Milwaukees, like those teams like that, there's the top teams in the East. We were still losing to those guys.
Right. And Embiid will be 30 this year also. Yeah. Yeah, I would think about it. But who is the question? But they'll find a way.
Yeah.
All right. So you can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals. Instagram at the_judgmentals, or you can email us at pnljudgmentals@gmail.com. So, all right,
y'all.
My Facebook comments on my photos, that's why I stay on the low low. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, walk that, whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't wonder where my crew is at.